It's a nice spring day and the sun's shining just enough, not enough to be too hot. And I just have this urge to go and lay in a field somewhere, maybe bring a book. So I gather a little bag full of things to bring with me. I have a book, a pair of sunglasses, a blanket, and a snack. Maybe even a little tiny bottle of wine. You know, the kinds of the screw-off tops that are good enough for a glass, maybe two, if you get the right kind. So I walk down to this field that I know of, and it's beautiful. It's covered in really lush green grass. There are wildflowers. Birds like to congregate around, and there's this beautiful tree. So I take my blanket and I put it up under the tree and spread it out and lay down and just relax. It feels so nice. There's a breeze. And I can feel this breeze on my cheek, on my skin, and it's just heavenly. I can smell something. Off in the distance, maybe it's honeysuckle or magnolia, but it's just divine. And I'm having this moment, and the only thing I can think of is that it would feel so nice to feel this breeze against more of my skin. So I don't see anyone around, and I figure it really wouldn't hurt. No one can see me. I'm just going to slip off my sundress. So I take it off, slowly pulling it over my head and drop it to the ground. And it feels good, but it's not enough, so I reach up and I unhook my bra and I drop that as well. But I figure I've already gone most of the way, so I step out of my panties and I put them in the stack with my other clothes and I just lay myself back down on that blanket and decide a little nap might be nice. I really don't feel like reading right now. I just want to feel the breeze against my skin, the sun that's coming in through the little holes, through the leaves of the tree. Enough where I can feel warm, but not enough to get sunburned. So I lay down. I feel a crunch of leaves under me. And I'm just relaxing and relaxing. And it's so nice here. I feel the air move against my nipples and then get hard a little bit. Not because I'm cold, just the sensation. It's almost like someone's blowing on them. And then I look up and I see you. Off in the distance. I don't know you, but you're so handsome. I think you probably think there's something wrong with me. You see this body lying there in the distance. You can't tell that I'm naked yet, but as you slowly approach me, you realize I'm completely bare, lying there, and vulnerable. As you walk up to me, I can see you're getting hard through your pants. I see the outline of your cock. And my eyes don't waver. I look at you. I'm not scared. I'm not embarrassed. I'm just free. You feel the breeze too on your cheek, and you stop for a minute before you approach me. And close your eyes and just feel what's going on right now. It feels so good, doesn't it? This little moment you're having in nature, with the air, with the smell. This is it. This is being alive. So you walk up to me after you open your eyes and you say, "Excuse me. Are you okay?" And I look at you and I say, "I am marvelous. Would you care to join me?" And your eyes flash for a minute, and I watch you grow even harder and longer through your pants. So, you nod, slightly confused, and sit down with me, and you ask me if I'm cold. And I say no, but I wouldn't mind it if you felt like touching my arm a little. I think the sensation would be nice. And I see your body tense and then almost sigh as some form of relief. So you sit fully clothed next to me as I'm lying, and you look at me cautiously and reach out your fingertips and glide them over my arm. And then I feel the goosebumps start. "I'd like to be touched more," I say. "Where?" you ask me. "Anywhere." You look at me, confused, and then you understand. I'm free. I'm here with you. Time has stopped. It doesn't matter. We can do anything we want. So you look at me and raise an eyebrow and start unbuttoning your shirt. And I nod, tell you, "That's fine." I watch you undress slowly, my eyes sleepy and blissed out. And then you lay down next to me on my blanket. Fully naked, your hard cock sticking out, and you reach over and kiss my shoulder with your lips and ask, "Is that okay?" And I say, "Yes, please continue." And you trail kisses down my arm to my fingertips, and you kiss each one of them slowly and softly. It's as if I feel I'm being touched for the first time by anyone. Between your kisses and the breeze, I've never felt so good. Then you continue. Go back up to my shoulder, around my chest, down my sternum, and then I ask you, "Can you move to the side a little bit?" And then you find your mouth on my nipple, and you put it in your mouth, and you suck it, and bite it a little, and I let out a moan. And say, "Please, please more, please." And you keep going. And you suck on it. And you flick it with your tongue. And I feel my body tense. And you keep going. And I tell you, if you keep doing that, I can come that way. And you gasp like you don't believe me, and I say, "Please, Please, I can. Just keep going. Believe me, I will. Oh, and you keep going. Oh, and you're sucking on my nipple. My entire body feels this energy surging through it. I can feel it. My body, down my chest, down to my stomach, through my hips, down to my clit, and I'm pulsing and just begging you, please, please, keep going. So you do, and you nimble, and you consume me with your mouth wrapped around my one nipple. The rest of you is not touching me, focused only on this one spot, this bullseye. And I come, oh my God. Oh God, thank you for that. That was unexpected, I tell you. And you smile, proud. And then you ask if you can just lay there with me for a minute. And I know, we just need a minute before you're eventually going to want to put your mouth somewhere else. Or am I going to put my mouth somewhere else? Anyway, that's what will happen, you know. Your mouth on me. My mouth on you. In a field. Under a tree. In the spring. Warm. Soft. Breeze. Alone together.